children. To go back to the inside of the hut, said Mr. Sackles, where did you keep your uniform and equipment?
I think they're hanging up at the back of the bed.
No cupboards.
Oh, we had cupboards for
something like that.
Above the bed.
Yeah. To stack different things.
And presumably when they came to check, they would check to see if they cleaned.
Oh, yes. It was just dot on anything. Miss about two.
And you keep your own bed space clean, isn't it, yourself?
Oh, yeah. I remember dry scrubbing them.
That was a funny thing.
How was that then?
This is a bit of a habit.
I think it was
awful. Is this the bumper thing that you hear about? This heavy bumper that you use for bumping the floors?
Probably, well, it was just a brush of very hard.
The table in the centre of the room, had that to be scraped and kept clean?
That had to be kept clean. I can't remember scraping it.
About the stove in itself.
Well, that ought to be kept.
So that if you used it, you would have to clean it out.
Oh, yeah.
All this stuff for the inspection.
That's right.
You kept it pretty busy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Provide all the inspection.
Can you go through a typical training day? Before we start, what was the name of the unit that you're now in?
What do you mean by the unit?
Was it the regiment? Was it the 9th Infantry Battalion?
Oh, yeah.
So, can I just ask you, what made you join the regiment? They just put you there and you asked to join it?
Oh, no, really. Oh, they just put me there.
Yeah, when you got the call, yeah, they just said yeah, you hadn't had any preference.
As I told you, I'd had tried to join the RAF.
So, this was the training day for the 9th Infantry.
Maybe 3 months infantry training.
Can we examine that with the basic training? What time would we revive?
I think it was half past six.
And what did you do? Was this by bugle, by the way?
Yes, oh yeah.
And you'd get up out of bed, obviously, then what did you do?
Go down the ablutions. Come back, meet with Bedwick, and talk about it after breakfast.
Were you marched to breakfast, or did you make your own breakfast?
Marched.
And which was the corporal who marched you there?
Yes.
When you got to breakfast, was this a proper dining hall?
Yeah. Massive.
And did you line up for your breakfast in the cafeteria system, or were you sitting
in the Yes, in the queue.
What food utensils have they given you?
A knife, a fork, and a spoon.
And have they changed the handle that you have?
I can't remember.
So you find a business, and you went along and you picked the food that men meant and sat down to drink.
That's right.
Was it one place that you always
had
to go to sit, or just wherever
there
was?
I know.
What kind of thing did you get for breakfast?
Oh, we get porridge and everything, which I liked. And sometimes bacon and eggs. Can't remember any other specific thing.
When you finished that, you obviously went out. How did you keep your utensils clean after you used them immediately? Was there some washing facilities?
We used to go just out the washing and wash them.
Back to the hut.
Mm-hmm.
So then what might have happened for the beginning of the day?
Well, we called out and put it in.
Was that just a uniform or in denims?
Denims, actually. Yeah.
Presumably, this was the beginning of your drill.
That's right, yeah.
What were the first drills that they taught you?
Just marching.
And you said that could be difficult.
Oh, yeah. Kicking me to different things. But we quickly got it
build up to it?
Oh, no, well, it was immediately, you know.
You started up?
Really fast, yeah.
Did you find the army boots easy to get used to?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty heavy things, weren't they?
Oh, they were.
The bills and marching drills up and down the square. Did you do these to numbers?
That's right, yeah.
That was really
that's right, yeah, yeah.
At what point did you give you your life?
I think I got all the life of the army.
And were they clean ready for you?
Yeah.
Greased up and never clean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were clean when we got them. I'd keep them clean.
It really tries, I think, I believe his numbers. That was a record they kept next to you.
That's right.
How did you keep rifles clean?
Oh, we saw a pull-through.
What was a pull-through?
It was like a piece of cloth on there, fitted in with a spring, you know, and push that down, and just drag it up again.
You waited, wasn't it?
That's right.
And you put a drop of oil on?
That's right, right. Uh-huh.
And the rifle inspection, how was that carried out?
Well, this is the line you're up and rifle inspection. I forget what the orders they gave you. You put your rifle up here first, and brought it that way, and then look down the barrel.
Is that what
you
think the name is? And some of them had to put their finger nails in, so
it probably did. Such a lot of time.
Did they issue with payment?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the old and longer one?
The long one.
What other equipment did they give you? We discussed briefly the uniform, but the equipment, the bedding, what was that?
Well, you had your two pouches, and the haversack on the back. That was the webbing.
And the belt was held.
And the belt was held.
And they had brass fittings. Uh-huh.
Yes, we had to keep the rest of it clean. It's blanco.
What kind of blanco did you use?
Is that a dull green thing. Almost yellow ochre, something like that.
How was blanco put on to the bedding?
Oh, we just I think we had a brush. You always have to do it when you went on guard and things like that.
Now how did you polish the brasses?
Oh, with the brass here and stuff.
And did you have a button stick for the buttons?
Oh, yes, a button stick.
Presumably, most of that work was done at night when you finished your duties.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you're picked for guard. Oh, sorry.
Come back to that because it's an interesting experience for people in the training. So we've got your marching and drilling on the square, and that was done at the numbers. How did the NCO do it? Did they show you how to do a particular drill and then you follow them?
Oh, yes.
Now, you mentioned the corporal. You'd have a sergeant as well.
Yes.
Who was he? Did you call his name?
No, I couldn't really pick his name. I just knew the regimental sergeant major.
Who was that?
Jemison. Sergeant major. Regimental sergeant major Jemison.
What was he like?
Well, I never liked him. he was fierce.
Like most
sergeants. He was the regimental sergeant major.
It must have been quite frightening to have him suddenly bark at you. The sergeant that you have, although you can't recall his name, do you recall what he was like?
No, I can't remember the sergeant.
I just knew my sergeants further on when I went further into after I went into mission training.
Were these instructors old soldiers?
Oh, yeah, most of them. Well, one was called, I don't know what his proper name was, he called him Marshal, but he was called him Stocky Marshal. He'd been in India for years, you know, he looked really old. He looked like an Indian, you know. And he had his shrill voice. I used to burst out laughing. No, I couldn't stop it. That was one of my big things. I burst out laughing. I used to stop it. I thought it would never stop me from laughing. I mean, you know. I'll make you, you not laugh. I'll make you scream like a pig with a sore arse. That you sent us off further. It was terrible. I couldn't stop myself. That was my biggest fault in the army. I run all sorts of things.
There's no doubt a regular
soldier. Eh? Oh, he looked about 90 years old. Or is it you find yourself on the wrong side of the cannon without the bloody lasso to bring you back? The thing is, that used to make me worse. But that was a big fault with me. If I saw someone come out, I'd almost choke myself to shock. You know. I said, well, just look at his own.
Have you done your morning?
Yeah. Did you have a break in the morning? Yeah, break, go out with that. And that's a donut and different things.
How long was the break here?
Quite a bit.
Did you have to get down to the shop?
I know. It was quite a big night.
Second half of the morning, after that, what did you
find your head? Drills, and mostly drills, and marching, and things like that, and that big square.
And this kind of
thing, kind of going to be about half past.
In the same procedure, you march down.
Yeah. Well, we get meat and potatoes and stuff like that, you know. Sometimes Yorkshire pudding. The meals were quite good.
Afternoon, what do you take for that person in the afternoon?
I think we sometimes do a little road march around Brunsworth and round up towards Crook and things like that. And all I remember is drills and things all the time.
Tell me about the route marches. What distances were you marching?
At first we were maybe about 10 miles there and back.
Yeah. What did you carry with you?
Well, you carried your full kit, you know, your haversack and your pouches and stuff like that.
And your rifle.
Oh.
Was there a break, or breaks during the march?
Oh, yeah, 5 minutes. Every hour, 5 minutes.
And that was for what? Those men who may suffer from bad fever or skin fever and that became difficult to phone them on and had to drop out.
That's right.
Yeah. How did they get back in? How were they looked after?
Well, they got. There was somebody in the company and. I think you had to wait till you got back. Never had any.
Presumably most of the year.
I never had a blister in my mouth.
Were your feet examined when you
Yeah, foot inspection. So,
and who carried those out?
I don't know. One of the MO staff carried out.
And that was a duty that they had.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of marching down the road there. We were singing the old songs.
Oh, yeah, I could sing. I'm good to it.
Marching through the towns and villages of the area, civilians turn out and...
Oh, it's a hero. I remember marching past the metal shop, you know, and the old sisters coming out and the year, the school, you know.
Couldn't wave back.
Yeah.
You couldn't wave back.
Ah, I remember the marches. I don't know whether it was supposed to be or not.
Was it, how did the
march?
3 or 4 abreast or something like that? 3
abreast.
Gradually
built them up
to
longer distances. Oh, yes. Again,
on
this basic training,
did you
ever
have
Bain
assessments
to
teach you the
use of Bain assessments? Oh, yes. How did that work? Yes. Yeah, they had a kind of wood set up with a dog hanging down in the middle of the stuff. They shut it in, out, in, away. Where it was.
And the prisoner
was screamed
as you did it?
Oh, yeah. I used to like that.
Screaming at the base.
The whole. I used to laugh at some chap called Birdie, it's not the whole bloody laughing. He couldn't help it. He used to wait for his turn to have a good laugh. Yes. We had to go in the chamber.
What happened there? How did you do that?
We went in there then. You had your gas mask on and release this gas. And you say gas mask off. And then you start to come outside. We go away. This is a pretty short period. That's right.
Yeah. That's it. Must have been a fear of that kind of gas mask.
Yeah. I've always thought about that. Although it was a crazy thing to say. Somehow I never thought it would be. Yes. That we ever did. That would be done in the gym. I think it was about 10 of them.
And that's your
interest.
Sport, was it?
Oh, it's pretty football.
You could have been behind the sport for the pretty important game.
That's right.
Weapons, you still have to have the rifle that you got. It's 2 or 3, isn't it?
What a dance for him? No, no.
That's
it,
yeah.
When I first went, there was no jug of weapons. And then eventually came the jug of weapons and shared it. Quite right. See, now that wouldn't go home, I'd go straight through the bedroom.
I'm going to ask you how this looks around about
you. Oh, yes, yes. She is.
How did you
take
the language?
Oh, as I say, that just made me laugh. That was my biggest fault, actually. Come up with some idiotic things.
So the bad language.
Oh, no.
Something you accepted.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, come from a pretty close family situation, and here you are in a hut with 30 men.
Uh-huh.
Is that affecting any of those kind of crowded working?
No, not really.
Did they give you any lectures in those early days? Talks about the time and looking after themselves?
The only church I remember used to be in the gymnasium. I suppose we did get talks, talking about the man in grey, the German, of course. That's right.
Being a man
I can't ever remember having a lecture on that. I've heard of some of them, I can't ever remember being with them. Yes, that's right. And I remember going into the guard room and they were looking up and down, and it was a very cursory examination. Just the words coming out. Pop through this.
You mentioned that,
we were training on the square, that's right.
What was the process of mounting the guard?
Well, you used to, there was six wanted for guard, but they used to take seven. And the smartest man on parade used to be dismissed when he was off for the day. You know.
The stick man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done three guards and I've got three sticks. One in particular was very funny. It was New Year's Eve. And he came in after my duties and, you know, all our meetings. His memory couldn't. All planted. So Ozzy, that Rihanna I was telling you about, he said, well, I'm going to polish it, I'm going to get the stick with it. You know? So we're all polishing like mad, you know, for this guard. Because everybody's horrified having to do a guard and polishing up and everything. And then, as I say, there were seven of us, and so we were marching up, I was marching. I was at here, Ozzy, Rihanna was there. Humming to himself, the music. We want to turn around and finished up behind Ozzy. So the sergeant major inspects you first. So and then the officer will come in. If you look for anything, you'll be on the sergeant and the officer. So everybody is going around and finally. Commanding officer Stigodley. End man. And Ozzy was right at the end, I was right beside, behind him. Of the rear rank. And I remember Ozzy's fierceness. And I got the stick. I remember going out of the camp about half an hour earlier. Later than that. I think the sergeant major would
orderly sergeant would do the main examination. No.
How long would that? What time would you go on that?
I think it was between 6 and 7 o'clock.
This morning.
Evening.
And the lunch is then.
The following morning.
Well,
I don't know when you went through. I think you possibly went right through the 23 hours.
And what was the role of the guy? Well,
you'd come out, whoever turned it was, and you'd 2 hours standing there, and you'd just march up and down. That was the Peter's Zedron who was recording it, and you'd stand there. You had a box. I remember it just happening to me once. The old guard had a turn out there. I suppose it could be any time. Halt, who goes there? Friend. I don't suppose the set it any time.
Can you give me a little bit about the camp? Let's talk about the hurt. What do you mean?
Oh, it was huge, rows and rows of foots and that, at the bottom of the fields and the football field and the big gymnasium. As I say, different companies. That's what you can describe it as. And there was a bottom entrance coming up from Bradford Castle. You come in that way. You weren't supposed to. Offices and people coming in that way.
Large spread.
Oh, very large spread, yeah.
And the garden,
you think?
A medical facility?
Oh, yes.
What was the process of the reporting system you needed to report to?
Saw the others outside and then went up to the Yammers and the queue to be seen to. Some used to sky and things like that.
But they would be singled out.
Oh.